All right, this is Wednesday evening, 125:23. It's not so much going to be a teaching night. We're going to look at a few scriptures, but there's just some things rolling around in me, and I'm not saying that I have all the answers on it, but it'll give you something to think about, ponder about, and see what the Holy Spirit tells you about it. Now I'm just going to read to you what I wrote down here. Seems that anything and everything, the title is Disclosure, is being thrown around out there right now. Seems to be a rash of died suddenly. Instances being reported worldwide. I told Danny before the broadcast, I was listening to a situation update, the We the People News, the Mary lady. And there was a man on there that had gone and done research in the area where Damar Hamlin lives. And he pulled up two death notices by that name. And the first one, it was his parents. It was him. It was Damar Hamlin. And it names the mother and the father and everything. And so I'm going, why would they not say he died? Well, one thing I thought about was they're trying to push the narrative that, see, it's safe. It's safe. They came out today that Silk actually did die of a heart attack. And her sister describes at the funeral exactly how she died. I mean, she was couldn't breathe, and all of a sudden she's dead. And they could not revive her. Exactly like Damar Hamlin. And they're trying to push the COVID again. So I thought, well, maybe the narrative is, well, see there, he had four boosters, and see, he survived. So anyway, what is this all about? If you do any research of any kind about the jab, you hear as much pro as you do anti. Who is right? Is it all just a big psyop? Many say it's an IQ test. Whose IQ test? God's. Those that took the jab and those who did not. I've personally been asked on a couple occasions that the jab is the mark of the beast. Just suppose the jab has a kill shot in it. Anyone who takes it is marked for extinction. Think about Jurassic Park. See, the movies project, they mirror what they are doing. I thought about Mission Impossible. Remember the one where they had the chip in the head? Mm-hmm. Well, Elon Musk, though they say the real Elon Musk is not the real Elon Musk, or he's, who knows? Anyway, that was his original idea, was to put a chip in everybody's brain. Well, you wouldn't have to buy a computer, would you? You'd be a computer. You'd be in Klaus Schwab's agenda of the transhumanism that we see in Daniel, the iron and the clay mixing together, this beast system mixing together. All right, I heard Silk describe her sister's death. She just stopped living and they could not revive her. It was like, one day am I alive and the next minute I'm not. Isn't that what died suddenly is about? I went and looked at kind of a people were responding to Died Suddenly. Now, I didn't watch Died Suddenly, so I don't know about what it's about. But there's a lot of people debunking it and a lot of people saying, well, no, it's the truth. And so you don't know. Yeah. It was alluded that she had the jab and she had regretted that she had. But what another thing that's odd, see, President Trump, he told Silk, I want to cover all the expenses. She said, well, we had her cremated. Well, she was not pronounced dead by a coroner, just by her family doctor. When does that happen? Mm-hmm. By taking the jab, is this the mark of the beast that is written in Revelation chapter 13? Is all this real? Or is that, like I said before, it's just one big psyop? It really is just one big movie. All right? If it is an IQ test, then there are a lot of stupid people out there that would follow the beast right into hell. A lot of them Christians. All right, we're going to read Revelation 13. And as I read it, keep what I've said in mind. All right. Verse 1 says, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns upon his horns, 10 crowns upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. So we know this is an alliance of different nations. Now, Germany, many years ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, the beast rises up out of Germany. Well, we know that's right because they were the ones in the 30s that Admiral Byrd went looking for Nazi bases in Antarctica. They were colluding with these aliens, hashtag Nephilim, that are parading as something they are not. See, they were colluding with these entities. And they had all this anti-gravity ships and all this advanced technology. Like in the days when we read in Enoch, it goes into great detail about what the fallen angels that mated with the earth women taught the people. Taught them about the war machine. Taught them about Big Pharma. These things have been around a long time. Back when I first started going down rabbit holes, I came across a deal in the 1800s. They come across a cave and know these entities are down in there. They're not from galaxies far, far away. They're from underground. Yeah. Interdimensionals, just like the Lord said to me. They're interdimensionals. They've learned to open portals, which the book of Revelation is full of. Pits opening, portals opening, you know, that kind of stuff. Shouldn't be hard to fit that in there. All right. Mouth of a lion, the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So this is communism. This is the Nazis. We're still dealing with the same old crud today. Nothing's changed. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Have we idolized Hollywood? Have we idolized movies, television? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And I don't know what's the significance of the 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And if any man has ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. So does that mean those that they've killed, they have to be killed the way? You don't know everything you hear. You don't know if it's the truth or not about James Comey being beheaded because he pushed the guillotine to kill people by guillotine. They killed him with the guillotine. Is that the justice? That's what it just said here. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns. Out of the earth. Imagine that. He had 2 horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. This is a false prophet. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Germany, where all the Nazi stuff started. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Trickery. Hollywood. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. 9/11. Think about that. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. What did the Nazis come over here to do? What did they do? They started NASA, but they also started what? They just made a repeat Operation Mockingbird. That's our media today. That's our the propaganda machine of the Nazis. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, I was pondering that today. Let me just read this to you. We know that Satan has tried to mark us for extinction. The Georgia Guidestones that were destroyed last year, June sometime, told the tale for over 40 years. Their plan to depopulate the earth down to 500 million. Could it be that the jab is like Mission Impossible type scenarios where they implant a chip in the brain and if you disobey, they just flip the switch on you? Like Elon Musk, who we were talking about earlier. Who would need a cell phone or a laptop then, you know? Isn't that transhumanism agenda, okay? Isn't this told about in the book of Daniel when the iron and clay are mixed? You know, the ten toes, the last Babylonian kingdom on earth. Sure sounds like a possibility. We're in the last Babylonian structure. There is the ten toes. It has been said that they project to us what they are doing through movies, and we've probably seen others. I mean, think about the cloning with the, what was the name of that, Duplicity? Was that the name of that movie, that old movie? Multiplicity. Multiplicity. And then the Boys of Brazil. That was about Hitler and cloning. And the Sixth Day. Yeah. There's all kinds of them out there that are telling the tale, what they've been doing. All right. Through this dumbing down process, the masses have been brainwashed, but there is a group that did not succumb to the jab. Those, it appears, that God has sealed. You know, some say, why did some wake up and some did not? With all that said, this is what the Lord said to me in March 2020. I kept having waves of fear come against me concerning COVID. I asked the Lord, I couldn't find it, so I just had to go from memory. I asked the Lord about it. He said to me, was that COVID would be used as a cover to rescue the children from the dumps, clean them out, take out the Federal Reserve. We now know it's under the Treasury. And take out the low-hanging fruit. Most are down in the underground would probably be of this caliber, low-hanging fruit. Yeah. Those at the bottom would rat out the top. Those, from what I understand, that would not surrender were killed. All right. Is the mark of the beast an IQ test? Those that did not succumb, God seals his 144,000. Verse chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood. Well, let me finish 13 right here. Worship the beast should be killed right here. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should not speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all. Both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 603 score and 6. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. And 4,000, chapter 7, shows the ceiling of spiritual Israel. Having his father's name in their foreheads, heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 140 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Those who do whatever they are told, wouldn't you say that's worship? I do anything the mainstream media tells me to do. If they tell me I need to get a job and I need to get another one, I need to get another one, and I need to get another one, then I go get another one. I think we can all agree the earth cannot go on like it is. It's a cesspool. I feel a real oppression right now, and I'm very concerned about the church, and I'll tell you why. What little exposure I have to the other part of the church, it seems that they're not aware of anything. They're going on as business as usual. And that concerns me. But those that are Christians that have awakened, some of those have swung so far to the other side, they're into the ascension garbage and the, you know, well, if you go to your appointment and they're going to exchange your money, you'll probably have an Arcadian sitting there because they can discern what your motives are. And you're not going to get by with anything. They can detect your motives. And I'm going, what? I mean, like I said, it is so weird out there. And I'm going, Lord, what good is them waking up if they've just gone to the other side now? Well, we don't have, you know, Jesus isn't real. It's just a Christ consciousness. Well, I know there's going to be something I'm going to ask if I have to whoever. Has Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And if they say no, then you're out of here. I mean, it's a scary thought. There's a reason he said he was going to shorten the days. So wouldn't anybody be anybody left if he didn't? All right. Those are two scriptures here, Matthew 24 and Mark 13. I'm going to read them. I'm saying, Lord, I'm to the point that even ones that you believe are really in the know, and there's a couple that aren't all wigged out, but that really have a lot of good information and appear to be spirit-filled Christians even, have bought into this benevolent entities. There's no such thing. They lie. They couldn't tell the truth. Their father is of the devil. There's no truth in him. There's no truth in them. They appear as what? An angel of light. I'm just telling y'all this because I don't want you to be duped by anybody or anything they say. All right, this is Matthew 24:22. Well, 21 says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So we see Satan's agenda. We can go to Genesis 1 and see Satan's agenda. The earth was without form and void, and water covered it. If it continues, that's what we'll see. That's where we're headed, right there. Unless God intervenes and steps in and says, okay, out of time, your days are done. Your rebellion's over. You're going in the pit. Because that's where he's leading. And it seems like a lot of people are following. Because where do you deceive somebody? By words. Ideas. Anti-God ideas. Oh, you know, that extra stuff. All right, Mark 13:20. It indicates in this, I didn't put out of the Strong's about shortened, it just means an intervention, basically. All right. We need an intervention. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. All right. It implies worship to receive this mark by yielding to the Antichrist spirit that is worship, just like yielding to God is worship of him. Bill Gates' patent for COVID is, we know, 2020-06-06-06. See, they're playing the numbers. But I agree with S. G. Anon on this. He says, the book of Revelation is a book written to the deep state about their destruction and the liberation of God's people and their reinstatement. And I'm thinking, that's the best thing I have ever heard as far as you want to sum it up. Because most Christians think, oh, I don't want to hear about it. I get scared. Oh, because it's the picture has been painted that it's all bad for us. And this monster's going to come and just trample over everybody. Well, he already has. That part's already over, and they missed it because they're looking for it out there. You know, don't look here, look over here. Isn't that the way the deep state's done it all this way, trying to sabotage things to get you? Don't look over here, but look over here at this distraction. Oh, yeah, and I'm doing this over here. That's what's happening. Oh, Lord. They believe anything that the idiot box tells them to believe. You know, the communist Nazi regime, Project Mockingbird. The movies, The Hunger Games, it's about the Mockingjay media. And that's what they do. You talk about a movie that projects all the districts. The districts rebelled, and so because they rebelled, the elite caused them to live like, I mean, they're hunting for their food, and she's hunting with a crossbow just to get food to put on the table, and they've got drones flying over trying to keep them, kind of like the Arnold Schwarzenegger, those movies, Terminators. Exactly the same thing. And they have the Hunger Games where they're under a dome. And the CGI all throughout the games. Yeah. This group were the first to start interacting with Nephilim, talking about the Nazis. That was the reason he was there, to look for German bases. The Antichrist rises out of Germany, the Lord said to me a few years ago. So, and I've heard a prophet say that. Later, I heard them say that very thing. So, anyway, now I want to get into a subject that's kind of rising up, and you're starting to hear more and more about it. I talked to Danny about it just a little bit. Valiant Thor. Have you heard of Valiant Thor? All right, let me give you a little. This character showed up in our history when Eisenhower was president. He consulted with the president in the military from 1957 to 1960. He showed up in a ship. They said he was very dapper and he was very just personable. 7 feet 9 inches tall. He works with the Galactic Alliance. You know, the ones we keep hearing about, everybody's talking about the Galactics are helping us and they're overseeing everything and all this. I'm going, how's there a like, you know, Star Trek? Could it get any weirder? I mean, really? Battlestar Galactica? Think about all the space series. All right. He is resurfacing today. He is benevolent. He showed up to talk with Eisenhower about the threat of the nuclear weapons, and he wanted to protect the human race, and blah, 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 blah. All right. He has shown up in movies and been in comic books for years. Wonder why they are called comic books. They're laughing at us. They're idiots. They'll believe anything. They're stupid. All right. We bought it hook, line, and sinker for a long time, you know. Here are what his characteristics are. I said 7'9". I saw a different one that said he was 6-something. But anyway, has 6 fingers and 6 toes. Now, that's the scripture I was looking for today. 2 Samuel 21:20. This is Nephilim characteristics. Because they're so, they're not human. All right, where is that? Okay, here it is. All right, 2 Samuel 21. There may be more than one, but I just looked up this one. 21:20. Now we know that David killed the Philistine. Well, we'll look up here. Verse 19, and there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines where Elihanan, the son of Jarur, whatever that is, Urgim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath. There was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 4 and 20 in number, and he also was born to the giant. See, these 5 stones I've told you before about David right here, these 4 were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. That 5 stones he had was sending a message: I'm coming for you and your 4 brothers. He did. Okay, so we know this guy with 6 fingers and 6 toes, where he comes from. Yeah? See, even Satan himself appears as an angel of light. Don't buy into any of this. The Lord also said to me that the alien agenda is a demonic agenda. No matter what well-meaning Christians think, if they follow them, they will follow them into the pit, just like succumbing to the mark. It is concerning to me that Christians are so gullible, how easy they toss out the Word of God and say, well, you know, they've taken so much out of our Bible, it's not even readable anymore. It's just bits and pieces. Well, I've already told you this, that we've got the living Word inside of us. Yeah, they've taken things out, but we've got enough to have been born again and filled with the Spirit and been healed and walked by faith and been overcomers, then I guess one Word of God would be possible to do it all, wouldn't it? If we just had a page, if we acted on it, it'd be enough. So think about that. All right, 1 Timothy 4. This is Satan's agenda right here, and this is what I believe what's happening right now in our world. Verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We got people saying they're Christians reading tarot cards. And they're getting things pretty right. I don't listen to them, but I'm going, no. They astro project. They remote view. They're psychics. They mix God all in with it. All that makes it okay. I'm not listening to anybody. I don't care how good of intel they have that has that kind of stuff going on. I'm not doing it. All right. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, Now, this you can identify with. This is going on. Forbidding to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. All this Green New Deal, you can't eat meat. Oh, you don't have to get married. Oh, you know, you can be a woman if you don't want to be a man. You can, you know, all this weirdness. These are all doctrines of demons that people have listened to and believed. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Yeah, I heard today they come out with a new insect that they're gonna put in our food now. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. We better be praying over our food. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and unwise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little. In other words, people spend all of their time on their external life and thinking that it's going to give them immortality. And it's going to make them better when it's just the opposite. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. That this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. These things command and teach. Have you ever heard anybody teach this? Huh? Oh, the church is going to just be, they're just going to lose, flip their wigs. How did this happen? By dumbing us down and interjecting alternatives. That's what a doctrine of a demon is. Just like, you know, Satan in the garden. Have God said? You know, God laid down the law. He laid it down. This is the way it is. Hath he said? Really? Are you sure? That's how it starts. Getting them to question God. All right, Hebrews 13. Says, but let brotherly love continue. I have never seen, and I haven't seen very much, such hate, such cruelty. Today they showed a deal of, what's her name? What did I tell you earlier, Danny? Her name? Carrie Fisher? No, not Carrie Fisher.
Jamie Lee
Curtis. You know, all this where they showed, she had a picture hanging on her wall of a little Chinese child that they had murdered in a plastic container. And I'm going, these people, we thought they were great stars and made great movies. They're monsters. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thou by some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereby they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. You know, I'm so shocked that people have just swung to these other doctrines. I don't know. All right. What's up, this continual push to get the church off track of what God's Word says and also introducing alternative doctrines? This is how Satan's taken out this earth. We don't know how many times he's done this. We don't really know. We know there was a time before the time when Adam, something happened. And the devil was there, and he was the instigator of it. He ruined it. All right. The real problem is we virtually had no apostles. We've had no apostles. No one to lay down doctrine. No one to enforce it. Yeah. This is what they did in the beginning. We need to go back as a church to our beginnings. People need to be taught true biblical doctrines so they won't be children tossed to and fro. All right, this is Ephesians chapter 7, or chapter 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. The church is a baby, for the most part. They can't even do their own praying. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Just as the leaders of the dark forces are going to receive a great judgment against them, so are those in the body of Christ who did not take their positions. I'm sure there's been apostles. But because in the church it was not taboo anymore, or whatever the case may be, I don't really know how it even came to the place where they quit stepping up into the places that they were called to. I don't know. We have so gotten away from the way it is really supposed to be in God's church authority. No wonder everyone is wandering around and making the wrong choices. They had no compass. Yeah. I got this off of Freespoke. Val, Valiant Thor, is a delegate of the High Council who had VIP status at the Pentagon from 1957 to 1960 to discuss concerns of the Cold War leading up to the Cuban Missile Crisis. The book Stranger at the Pentagon by Frank Strange is supported by Harley Andrew Bird gives a UFO account of Thor being a Venusian. He's from Venus. So we know the Earth is flat and there's a dome. So how did you get here from Venus? Mm-hmm. There's now a television series on him called American Horror Story. Valiant Thor arrived on planet Earth on March 15, 1957. Police officers patrolling the area were the first to find him. First, they saw an alien ship that slowly landed in a field near the city of Alexandria, Virginia. Huh, like Roswell. Then a tall man stepped out. He stopped to wait for the police to arrive. Yeah. Valiant Thor explained the supposed differences between the Venusians and the humans. During Bird's account of the Valiant Thor meeting, the alien emissary describes what life is like on Venus. Remember, how did he get through the dome? Venusians, according to Valiant Thor, survive the planet's inhospitable climate by living underground. This alien came to Earth to offer us all the technologies we'd ever need. Does this sound like the Book of Enoch? You know, those extra things. Here's the military-industrial complex at work wasting our tax dollars. They are the last branch to be taken down of this unholy trinity. The banking system is falling right now. The Pope has already been taken out and all of that mess. Question nothing and you will fall for anything. All right, a couple scriptures and I'll be done. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Underground. For such are false apostles, verse 13, deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So we shouldn't be surprised. Therefore, is it no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works? They've duped the whole earth. All right, Zechariah 5. And this will be it. Now, open for questions if y'all have questions or if you have any ideas, because I'm just kind of thinking, wow. All right. Zechariah 5. We'll start with verse 1 there. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. I put here mothership, UFOs. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits. I think I did their measurements on this, and it was like the size of several football fields. Pretty, it's not right?
A cubit's a foot and a half.
Well, 20 cubits, the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits. Well, anyway, okay, then I may be wrong there.
30 feet by 15 feet.
Well, that's pretty good size, right? Okay, then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. That tells me this communication that they started with these evil people. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? He said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. An ephah looks like a flying saucer. It's a lamp, and it's shaped like this. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Anti-gravity ship, maybe? Then said I to the angel that talked with me, whither do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, to build it and a house in the land of Shinar. What's the land of Shinar? Nimrod, Babylon, Babel. And it shall be established and set there upon her own house. See, Nebuchadnezzar's tree that was cut down, the roots were left. So the roots of Babylon are still. It keeps rising. All right. So if somebody asks you, where can you find? Then it starts talking about here. And I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, chapter 6, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. The mountains are mountains of brass. That's people. And the first chariot was red horses. Second chariot, black horses. Where have we seen this before? This is the Babylonian system that we're under today. Talks about Revelation. And the third chariot, white horses. And the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. And then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angels answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are there go forth into the north country. The white go forth after them. The grizzled go forth toward the south country. Now you wonder why these areas seem to be, these nations are under different influences. The same but different. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. And then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. Thank God for Trump. What's happening in the north country? The whole world's watching the USA. Because if the USA goes down, they go down. If the USA rises, they rise. There it is right there. All right, any questions? Any thoughts? All right.